Welcome to the Social Networker podcast. I'm your host, Amy Purser, and this podcast is for you if you're looking to join the dots on all your marketing, across your business, and into your health and well-being. This is absolutely the place to be to join up your content and get the most out of it. It's for all entrepreneurs and business owners. Hi guys, so today we're going to talk about the four tenets of social media, and these are listening, networking, influencing, and selling. Oh yes, you've got to be selling or you're not actually, what is actually the purpose of you being on marketing media? So we're going to talk about these four tenets, and I'm going to talk a little bit about how you can use them to build your brand and your authority, and how they can benefit your business. Now, a lot of people sort of go between extremes, particularly with selling on social media. So I'm going to use a little bit of a dating analogy here. If you're going out dating and you meet somebody and it's your first date, and within 10 minutes they're talking about the names of your future children, what kind of wedding dress they think you should wear, or what kind of suit they think you should wear to your wedding, and then they get down on one knee with a diamond ring and propose, you're going to be like, oh my God, you are insane, and you're going to run for the hills. At the other end of the dating spectrum, you might have somebody in your life who always pays you a compliment, always brings you a gift, is always there for you for a shoulder to cry on, and every now and again they might sort of say, and you know, if you fancy going out one night for a drink or some dinner or something, that'd be really nice, but it's okay to say no. That's your friend zone. You don't want to be in that zone either. So you don't want to be the people with the business on social media who is constantly going, bye, 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 my product's amazing, bye, bye, bye. But equally, you don't want to be at the other end of the spectrum where you are never selling anything. Okay, if you're not selling on social media, in your platforms and profiles, you're not doing it properly. And there is a really good guide, especially for all small business owners and entrepreneurs. If nobody's complaining about you selling, you're not doing it enough. I know it makes you cringe a little bit inside sometimes, but it's really important, because if you're not selling your services, how are you going to grow your business? So we'll come back to that. But first of all, we're going to talk about listening. Listening on social media. If you are not doing anything else active on social media or digital marketing at all, then listening is where you need to be. And the reason for that is you will be able to learn things about your ideal clients and about your industry and about your competitors just by listening. So how do you listen on social media channels? Really, really easy. They have a really handy thing for us called a search bar. Every single social media platform has a search bar, and all you need to do is search in the search bar for the keywords that your ideal client is looking for or talking about, or keywords related to your industry. And then you will get lots and lots of people's posts and comments and queries and chatter about those keywords. You'll also find things like industry trends. So is there a particular movement happening in your industry? Is there a big legislation change? Is there some upcoming announcement that's going to affect everything? Have Google just done something crazy, like given their AI the ability to phone hairdressers and book an appointment for you? That's an industry trend. That is something that you can find by listening on social media. How are those trends going to impact your business and your clients? You'll also be able to spot things like complaints. Now, I know this is a difficult area and it can be really frightening for people. But if you're in the public domain, if you are talking to people, you are going to be getting complaints. Now, ideally, of course, you won't have very many, and you'll be able to address them very quickly because you have a good feedback loop to your customer service team via your social media. But it does allow you to catch those complaints quickly, to handle them professionally, and to handle them honestly. Above all else, you need to maintain your honesty. The other thing that listening can do, let's go back to some more positive ones. You are able to spy on your competitors. You can do that legitimately without pissing anybody off because it's social media, because it's online. They are in the space too. You can see what they're up to. Now, you're not going to be able to get any espionage or state secrets out of them, but you will be able to spot things that you wouldn't have ever been able to spot through traditional marketing offline. So social media listening is really, really helpful for gaining a bit of an idea about what your competitors are up to. Now, I wouldn't say that it's wise to go and spend all your time spying on your competitors on social media, because if you've got all of that time wasted looking at them, what's happening in your business? Keep your eyes focused on what you're doing, but be aware of what's happening around you. So the other couple of other things that you can gain through listening on social media are content ideas. Now, I know a lot of people struggle for content ideas, but if you are listening to what your clients want and what your customers are telling you, then you will get content ideas. I have a client whose product regularly garners comments like, "Oh my God, I wish I had these on Saturday night." So they did a little post about, "We're really sorry, we haven't got a time machine." Then they went off and found a 1981 DeLorean DMC-12, which, for those of you that don't know, is the car that Marty McFly drives in the movie Back to the Future. They found one for sale and they did a post about it, because it was a comedy little joke, didn't directly relate to their product, but it was crowdsourced from their clients' comments. So they had a piece of content. This isn't the only instance that I've seen where people have done that. I have my own personal trainer has crowdsourced, by listening to her clients, her next lessons plans. So her next classes, she has sourced through listening to her clients talking about the classes on social media. So that's another extension of the content idea. You can crowdsource a lot. There's a gentleman that I follow quite religiously, and you've probably heard me mention Rob Moore. He is very, very adept at crowdsourcing. He crowdsources his new book covers, the titles. He gets people to buy into his products well ahead of their launch through using social media and listening to what people want. So it's really, really powerful. If that's all that you do, you won't go far wrong. There is a lot to be gained just by listening on social media. So what are the other tenets? Well, we talked about networking, influencing and selling. We're now going to talk about influencing. So when you're influencing on social media, you are setting yourself as the authority in your industry and your niche. And what that means is that you are creating content that builds you in that authoritative voice. So let's take the social networker as an example. Coming back to content, which is an ongoing theme and an ongoing struggle I know for a lot of people in social media, we realised that we created an infographic which we then shared on our blog and across our social media channels, and the infographic gave people a really quick way to generate content, and some of it was about evergreen content, which is content that you can use on repeat because it never goes out of style or it never becomes outdated, essentially. So we knew that, we knew from listening that that would be a really good content idea, but it also builds our influence as an authoritative brand in the social media marketing arena. Another example of this would be a travel agency creating top 10 tips for packing before you go on holiday, or top 10 travel tips for going to Egypt. That builds their influence as an authority because they're showing their knowledge around their particular industry. So it's very, very simple. You can do things like top 10 tips for cleaning your car, top 10 tips for creating content for your video, top 10 tips for, keeping your house pet hair free, whatever it might be that relates to your particular audience. Top 10 tips are a great place to start, keep coming back to it, but they're a great place to start to build your authority and your brand in the influencing area of social media. Okay, I realise we're flying through this, So I will come back to some of these in a bit more detail, but we're going to look at networking. So when you do networking through social media, this is geared towards working with other complementary businesses. So these are not businesses that are in direct competition to you, but they are businesses that offer something that your audience might be interested in, and vice versa. So an example of this for the social networker, we specialize in social media training, management, and joined up marketing, we call it. So we like to join the dots. And part of that is helping our customers understand how things like Google Analytics work. So there is a company called Funnel Metrics, run by a lovely lady called Rebecca, who look at data on websites and help people understand how their data can help make them more successful. And actually outperform their competitors. So we did a post about funnel metrics and how what they do builds your business and gives you a step above your competitors because it is in line with what we do, but it's not in direct competition. You might do something with one of your business partners. So again, if you're a travel agent, you might do something with an airline. You might partner with an airline who you sell holidays through. And you might share a post from them about, top tips for surviving the airport, when you're in sitting in the airport waiting lounge or whatever it might be. And that helps to build your network. It gives other people the opportunity to post across your social media platforms. It expands your audience because you'll be able to tap into their audience and they're able to tap into your audience. And it just helps to build your network, which also feeds into your brand and your authority. So it's all about building your brand and your authority. If I haven't made that clear, we'll do it again. Now, let's talk about selling. So at the beginning of this podcast, I talked about selling and the difference between being the person who drops down on one knee and proposes and being the person who is constantly friend-zoned. And a good guide for this to make sure you're not in either of those areas is about you want about 20 to 25%, so about a quarter of your social media posts or your digital marketing posts need to be selling posts. If you're going above that, you're moving more into the desperation down on one knee proposing style. If you're less than that, you're not selling enough, and social media is not going to give you the return on investment that it should be. So what is selling? How can you sell on social media? Well, if you have a product or a service, then you can highlight those through your social media posts. You might highlight one particular aspect of your service. So for the social networker, we might highlight our social media management packages, or we might do something on a more hard sell where we say our social media packages range from £299 upwards, depending on what you need. Or we might do something a bit more soft selling where we have a customer video testimonial where they talk about how their social media wasn't performing before they engaged us. And after 3 months with us, they saw X, Y, and Z increase in reach, engagement, and bottom line sales. So that would be a slightly softer sell. If you are, again, I'll go back to the travel agency example. If you're a travel agency, you might do a straight buy this holiday post. Pretty straightforward. It doesn't have to be difficult. Or you might do something a bit softer. You might say, Crete is a lovely place to visit this time of year. Read more about Crete on our blog. A little bit softer, gets them to your blog. You then sell to them on the blog for holidays in Crete. So those are a few examples of how you can sell, a little bit hard, a little bit soft. So we've covered listening, networking, influencing, and selling, which are the four tenets of social media. Now, those are for your business pages, your business profiles. Obviously, you can put those across onto your personal pages as well and treat your personal brand in the very same format. If you're using LinkedIn, you will want to follow those four tenets, and you do want to sell yourself because LinkedIn is about a person and brand rather than a company brand. If you're doing it on business pages on Facebook or you have a business account on Twitter, then obviously you keep it on the business brand. You may overlap with your own personal accounts, and that's absolutely fine. It's to be expected. If you don't know where you are with any of those at the moment, if you're struggling to understand how much you're listening, how much you're networking, influencing and selling, I suggest you go and do a little social media audit. And all you need to do with that is do a 10-minute audit on each channel that you're currently on and write down the date, write down the description of the update, and write down what type of update it is. So is it a listening update? Is it a networking? Is it influencing? Or is it selling? So go through and do that for each channel. Only take 10 minutes. Do like maybe the last week's worth of posts. And then work out what percentage of each tenant your posts are. So you might find you're actually doing 80% listening and 20% selling. It's not an ideal mix. You might find that you're doing 60% influencing and 30% networking, 10% listening and no selling. Now, you may also find that across a couple of weeks, you'll do a variation of all of those. So one week you might have slightly higher influencing, the next week you might have slightly higher listening. But you want to have a balance across all four of them overall. Now, some weeks, especially if you've got special offers or you've got a new launch coming up, you're going to be doing more selling. That's fine, as long as across the rest of the time it is balanced as well. You've got to make sure that you don't fall into that desperation proposal on the first date kind of social, you know, you don't want to be that person. You don't want to just be selling. So you do need to have that balance. So I hope that has helped, guys. And if you have any queries about the four tenets of social media, then please drop us a line on the social networker. You can reach us on hello@amypurser.com, or you can just drop us a line through the website, and you can give us feedback on the blog. There's plenty of ways to get in touch with us. You will also find me, Amy Purser, across all social media channels. I am everywhere. Just look me up. Twitter is amy.purser. Instagram is Amy Bell Purser. LinkedIn is straight up Amy Purser. You should recognise my picture on there as well. And the Facebook business page is Amy P Business. So go along, have a look, see what we're all about. And drop us a question if you've got any queries about the podcast on the four tenets of social media. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Social Networker podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Thank you.